You are listening to The Bird Calls. For more breakdowns on the Pelicans, including interviews with coaches, journalists, and opposing experts, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. What's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of The Bird Calls. I'm your host and contributor to thebirdwrites.com, Preston Ellis. And today, we're going to deep dive on Julius Randle with our good friend Krangis. Now, Krangis is the guy I go to for all my questions. He's a former Division I scout, as well as an analytics expert, and now he writes for Forum Blue and Gold and Nylon Calculus. You guys can follow him at T1M_NBA. And in addition, don't forget, Ali and Kevin and I are going to be in Vegas starting tomorrow morning, and we're going to be covering the Pelicans games on Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday, so make sure to check back early and often. And of course, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to this pod anywhere that podcasts are found. Now, let's deep dive on Julius Randle.
All right, so Julius Randle. Randle is a complex creature. Here are a couple fast facts to help you understand it more. One, he's a really good family man. Two, if I had to describe him, I'd describe him as just a flaming ball of power. And three, he is the only Laker player to have blocked me on Twitter, and I'm honestly not sure why. Now, if we move to his offense, this is a player who can't shoot, and that limits him, especially as a four. He went from being a poor post player in the past to this year being a good one. And what you'll see him do is really use his power to bump defenders off their spots and then finish over them while they're off balance. He's undersized, so he really has to do this. In the past, he wasn't as good with it. The moves weren't as polished. His touch at the rim wasn't as good, so it wasn't efficient, but he seems to have put that all together this past year, and he was a pretty good post player. He'll get about one offensive foul per game committing charges by, you know, running through people and trying to do this. But generally, he's pretty good with it, and it's his go-to thing. He'll fight for the boards, and per my advanced metrics, he grades out as better than 92% of NBA players at grabbing rebounds from a talent standpoint. He's a pretty decent playmaker. He can be tunnel-visioned at times passing from the post, but when he's not, he makes good on-target passes, and he can pass well from stationary positions. He was also very good 2 years ago at rebounding and finishing at the rim. This year, that happened a lot less as the team emphasized getting the ball to Lonzo and other guards and then outletting the ball and letting wings run the wings rather than having someone dribble from rim to rim. But that's something he can do, and we've seen him do it well. One limitation is that he often goes back to finish with his left hand. He's very left-hand dominant. He's gotten a little bit better with it this year, but still, in general, he'll do different moves and get to the right side and then still try to go back to his left to finish, which at times can be an issue. What's improved is the moves that he does before that point to get the defense off balance. So even though you know he's going back to his left, he'll kind of bump into you and use that power to get you off balance. So you know it's coming, but you're falling back and still can't block his shot, even though you do know it's coming. So overall, he's not the most talented player, but he's young, he's gotten better. He's got a good work ethic, and he makes it work. He was pretty efficient this year. He's been a good post player. He has those strengths running rim to rim. He rebounds well, and his greatest strength is his strength, and that's how he's able to make it all work. Having a non-shooter does make things more difficult from a scheme standpoint, but Alvin Gentry is one of the best in the league with X's and O's, and I'm confident personally that he'll be able to use him as a cutter, use him as a screener to keep his defender engaged and occupied, so that his guy can't just help off of him and go double Anthony Davis or something like that. As long as you use him the right way and you don't have him out there with three or four non-shooters, it's not too much of a problem. And I think Gentry will be able to do a better job with that than most coaches. So on defense, he's a guy who for years you've said, wow, if only he could lock in for 30 minutes. Because he can be excellent in stretches, but honestly hasn't really shown that he can sustain that focus and that execution for long periods of time. He, after two bad years of pretty bad defense, the first 2 months of this season, he was an absolute lockdown defender. The ISO data, switching onto guards, he was just locking everybody up. He was containing really well in the pick and roll, like literally like 90th, 100th percentiles. But that fell together, I'm sorry, that fell apart pretty quickly. And over the remaining 75% or so of the season, he was a pretty poor defender, both on the inside and the outside. So started off well, not sure that's real, because for most of the year and pretty much all the previous year, he's been really bad defensively. when we look at his fit, he plays much better as a four than a five, which is interesting because he can't shoot. So there are very few fives who really work alongside a guy like Randle. You need somebody who, as his front court partner, can one, defend the rim on defense, and then two, spread the floor on offense. And luckily for the Pelicans, these are both things that Anthony Davis does really well. So I believe that the pairing should work out pretty well and much better than anything that Randle has been put together with before. I think it's a better partner for him. Like, obviously, Anthony Davis is a superstar, but just from the style of play that Anthony Davis has and his skill sets, Randle will be in a much better situation in a front court than he's ever been in before. So hopefully this gives you a good idea of who Julius Randle is and what he's about. I'd be happy to discuss more with anybody who reaches out to me on Twitter. You can find me at T1M_NBA. That's Tim with a 1 underscore NBA. Thank you, Preston, for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Again, you guys follow him at T1M_NBA. And don't forget, if you guys like what you're hearing and you want more podcasts, don't be afraid to reach out. Tweet at me, at Preston Ellis. Make sure you guys go over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you haven't already. And make sure to retweet. It really does help spread the word. We appreciate it so much. For now, once again, I'm Preston Ellis. You've been listening to The Bird Calls, and we'll be coming back at you guys very soon from Las Vegas. For now, let's go Frank Jackson, and let's go Pels. We hope you've enjoyed listening to The Bird Calls on OTG and Nothing But Net here on Dash Radio. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.